Greetings, friends and listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we proclaim the power of the gospel. Because souls are crying, men are dying, we must engage to win the lost at any cost. I'm Sharon Knotts, and I'm excited to bring a message I preached at Faith Tabernacle Church recently entitled The Dynamic Duo. For years, the weakest link in my spiritual walk was a dismal, anemic prayer life, but events in my life forced me to make changes, and today I have an exciting, enjoyable prayer life, and you too can pray red-hot prayers. Today's message is about our two powerful intercessors, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, and Jesus Christ, our High Priest, who are actively making intercession on our behalf. I'll be back to tell you how you can get a copy of the CD, The Dynamic Duo. How many know we serve a mighty God? And today we're going to talk about our God. And this morning I'm going to preach on the dynamic duo. Amen. And I know that our God is a triunity. Amen, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But I'm going to preach today on the activity of the dynamic duo. Amen. All three work together. But we're going to find out that we have two very powerful intercessors. And of course, if you have someone interceding, you've got to have someone receiving. You know, if someone's transmitting, someone needs to receive. Amen? So God the Father is the receiver, and we have two intercessors that I'm calling the dynamic duo. Last week, I ministered to you on prayer, and I shared with you my own personal journey of going from a weak, anemic, pitiful prayer life to finding a breakthrough and finding what I had always wanted so much for many, many years of my life was a stronger, effective, consistent. Anybody can be effective here, there, a little spurt there, a little spurt there. We all get in the spirit sometime and break through. But I wanted consistency. That was what I wanted, and I didn't have it. And I shared with you last week how that for me, that the first step towards finding that consistency was when I prayed. Not so much as how, as when. And for me, that was first thing in the morning. Amen? Now, today, I just want to go another little step and show you that we can have a powerful prayer life. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man, James said in James 5:16, availeth much. That is my goal. How about you? I want to have a prayer life that is effectual and that is consistent. And I know that that word effectual means to be energized. We actually get our English word from the Greek word. It's energero. We get the word energy from that. And when we're energized, that means that something is enabling us and empowering us. Amen? Something is giving us the power that we need. We have a prayer wheel. Amen? But if we want that thing to keep turning and turning, then we need that energizer, and that's the Holy Spirit. So if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Romans, the 8th chapter, and verses 26 and 27. And referring back as you go there to find the place to what I just quoted from James, he says, the effectual fervent, and that word fervent means red hot prayers, of the righteous man availeth much. And that word avail, it's a good word. It's an okay word. It's sufficient. It means it meets the need. It meets the challenge. But really, it's so much stronger in the Greek. I would prefer to say prevails. Because the prayers that we will pray energized by the Holy Ghost will not only be sufficient to meet the need, but it'll go over the top. How many know when you prevail, you're the victor? You're the conqueror. Amen? And that's the kind of prayers the Holy Spirit will help us to pray. So we're in Romans, the 8th chapter, looking at verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself, and I prefer to say himself, because he's not a it, he's a he, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And let's just go on to this next verse since you love it anyway. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them who are the called according to his purpose.
So let's look at these verses, because there's so much that we need to really take out of it so that we can understand how powerful our intercessor, the Holy Spirit, is to us. So the Spirit Himself helpeth our infirmities. I want to look at that phrase first of all. Now, the word help in the Greek is this really long word. I don't even know if I can say it. I'll try it. Soon antilambanomai. Hey, that wasn't too bad. I didn't even think I could get that out. And it's really like three words all put together. Because the word soon really is S-Y-N. We would say sin. And how many, as soon as you see that, immediately you should say in your mind, that means with. It means that it's in conjunction with something or someone else. And since we're talking about the Holy Spirit, it's showing there's a joint operation going on. Amen? In other words, the Holy Spirit is going to come along and help us. Amen? He's going to help us. And the word anti means to be on the opposite end. Now, don't think of it as a negative thing here. It means on the opposite end to help you. Because the word lambanomai means to lay hold of something. So if we put the three of them together, we have someone, we'll make it you, we'll make it me. Here we are, we've got this struggle, we've got this heavy burden, we've got this heavy load. The guys that have been helping Brother Benny on the roof, think about that bundle of shingles. And there you're trying to pick that bundle of shingles up. Maybe you're trying to pick a couple bundles up, and you're having a hard time picking it up. But here comes another brother. He comes up alongside you, gets on the other end of that, and helps you lay hold on that burden and helps you to carry it. That is the picture here of the Holy Spirit coming alongside to help us. He doesn't take the load away and carry it all by him. He doesn't take it away from us. He helps us to carry it. How many see there's a difference? He helps our weaknesses. Because the word infirmity, really the best translation is weakness. Because it can mean a physical weakness, which would be sickness. In fact, in John, the 11th chapter, where they came and told Jesus that Lazarus was sick, He said, this sickness is not unto death. It's the same word that's translated here, weakness. It can be a physical thing, a sickness. It can be a mental weakness. It can be an emotional weakness. And it can be a spiritual weakness, which we will get to in a moment. So we have to go by the context. The context will govern which one he's speaking of. You can't always insert sickness for everything, nor can you always insert a spiritual problem for everything. You have to look at the context. Amen? So the Holy Spirit comes along. He literally gets on the other end of that burden that we're having a hard time on our own being able to carry. And he comes along and he jointly assists us in our struggle. This word really is only found one other place in the New Testament. It's really funny because in the Greek, I didn't count the letters, but it's probably about 20 letters. And in the English, it's H-E-L-P. Help! How many know that's a simple word you can get? Amen? And so this word is only found in another place, and that's in Luke, where we find that Jesus had come to the home of Mary and Martha and Lazarus, and he was teaching, and Mary was there at the feet of Jesus, just sitting there and drinking up all of his words, and Martha was in the kitchen preparing dinner. And Martha got frustrated and aggravated, and she came and got Jesus, and she said, Jesus, she really was saying, I want you to scold her. I want you to tell her to come and help me. I want you to come and tell her to help me. I'm doing all this work. Amen? She didn't ask to trade places with Mary. She didn't ask that she get to come and sit at Jesus' feet and let Mary do the work for the change. No, that's not what she asked. She said, make her come and help me. So that's what the word means. The Holy Ghost is going to come and help us. Amen? Help our weaknesses. Next phrase, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Sometimes when it comes to praying for what is necessary, and that's what it means, what we ought. What we ought to really means what is necessary, what is needful, what we should be and must be praying about. Sometimes we don't get it. Ever been there? Ever been that you really don't know what you should be praying for? It could be because you really don't have a handle on the situation. If it's a spiritual thing that we're dealing with, a spiritual weakness, we really don't have a handle on it. We don't really know how to articulate what we need to be saying. When somebody comes and says, okay, my loved one is in the hospital and has such and such a disease, it's easy to know what to pray for. Amen. I don't need a revelation. I know this person's got this particular problem. They've got this sickness. Now this is what God's word says. Let's pray about it. But sometimes you're in a warfare and you haven't figured out yet where the enemy is. You haven't figured out yet what the plot is, what the wile is. But you feel the warfare. You know something is happening and you don't know how to articulate it. Amen. So that is one of the times when the Holy Spirit is able to help us to know how we ought to pray. Other times there are things we need to confess. We need to confess in our lives. And you know, the thing that always amazes me is that when I find out I got a problem I didn't know I had, I'm like, wow, I didn't know I had that problem. You know, it's like, wow, you don't think you have certain problems. You don't think you have certain character flaws. Or like that one message I preach, peccadillos and foibles. You know about everybody else, what they have, and then one day, all of a sudden, circumstances in your life put you in a certain place where that thing comes out of you. And you're like, wow, I didn't even know I had that. And the Holy Spirit convicts you and says, yep, you've been contributing to the thing that's going on in your life. You're contributing to it by, now this, you need to deal with this. We don't know it sometimes till the Holy Spirit shows us. And I tell you, most of the time he will show you when you're in prayer.
Amen. Saints, this message is both insightful and powerful because it gives us the knowledge and the tools we need to pray effectual, fervent, red-hot prayers that prevail over our weaknesses and our temptations. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Greek word is parakletos, one who comes alongside to assist us in carrying a burden too great for us. Paul said that we don't even know how to pray as we ought. And if you've ever been there, you know how discouraging and frustrating it is. But the Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses and intercedes for us, even with groanings that cannot be put into human language. He knows the will of God and bypasses our brains and our doubts and our unbelief. But that's not all. We also have a high priest, Jesus Christ, who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities and weaknesses. And he also makes intercession for us. Because he was tempted in all points like us, he can help us when we're being tempted. The Holy Spirit is with us on earth, and he intercedes in us. And Jesus, our high priest, is in heaven at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, and our high priest helps us in our temptations. There are so many revelatory nuggets in this message. You have to get the CD. For your love gift to the radio ministry of $10, ask for offer SK144 for the Dynamic Duo. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online at rghardy.org. Remember, that's offer number SK144 for the Dynamic Duo. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or visit us online at rghardy.org.